Hello and welcome to Palace Intriguing. I am your host, Mark Francis. Today is day D plus 7. The Queen's lying in state continues. At 7:30 p.m., the King, along with the late Queen's other children, will hold a vigil at her lying in state in Westminster Hall. They will keep watch over her coffin for 15 minutes. Oprah says she was surprised as anyone else about her famous interview with Harry and Meghan. Oprah told Gayle King, "I was surprised by the bombshell as everybody else. I was doing an interview to offer them a platform to tell their story about why they left, and that was my number one intention. It was just clarity on why did you leave. And so some of the things that were revealed in that interview came as a surprise to me, and those surprises are now referred to as a bombshell. But I didn't set out to do a bombshell interview. I set out to do an interview. I have a conversation that would allow them to tell their story." Gayle then said, "And now people say reconciliation, reconciliation. We hope the brothers reconcile. What do you say?" Oprah quickly fired back, "I do not get into people's family matters. Everybody who has experienced some challenges in their families with in-laws or brothers or sisters knows how difficult some of these situations can be. And I'm sure that, you know, for the royal family, it's no different. And nobody comes to talk to me about their family business. I try and stay out of people's family business." Separately, Oprah told Extra she hopes that the process of burying your dead will help to heal the rift between Harry and William. "I think in all families, you know, my father passed recently this summer, and when all families come together for a common ceremony, the ritual of, you know, burying your dead, there's an opportunity for peacemaking. And hopefully there will be that." Radar Online reported that Meghan's next podcast on the 20th could be about the funeral. A source told Radar Online, "King Charles III has been apprised about Meghan's podcast, and the prospect of a new episode could be the first interview that any member of the royal family makes after Queen Elizabeth's passing. It's the last thing the King needs to be thinking about at this time, but make no mistake, it's a very serious problem," the source continued. "The King does not want the Duchess of Sussex discussing anything about the family's interactions or events surrounding this very solemn occasion. King Charles will ask aides to lobby Prince Harry to convince Meghan to end the podcast once and for all," according to another source, but the reigning monarch is said to be very concerned that Meghan will not understand the gravity of the situation. "King Charles is aware of what Meghan said in a recent interview. She never had to sign anything that restricted her from talking," said the insider. "He knows Meghan is steadfast in her view and believes she and not the family is in control of what she says publicly," added the insider. "But the King hopes that common sense, politeness and restraint will ensure Meghan makes the right decision not to discuss anything about the Windsor family and his mother's death." But as someone close to the podcast warned, "If Meghan proceeds with her podcast, how can she not discuss the events of last week?" The same article in Radar Online adds a conspiracy level to one of the decisions made last week. An insider told OKMagazine.com that the royal family asked William's wife, Kate, to politely forego the trip to Balmoral so they could use it as an excuse on why Meghan should not be in attendance. The Sun reports the King is expected to anoint Prince Archie III and one-year-old Princess Lilibet in the near future. Per the report, tense discussions are taking place while Meghan and Prince Harry are in the UK for the Queen's funeral. His Majesty has agreed to issue letters patent to confer the Prince and Princess titles on his two grandchildren, and they will now be bitter that Archie and Lilibet will also not be able to use their style of address. The Sussexes are said to have pointed out that Princesses Beatrice and Eugenie have HRH status, but they are not working royals. The source said, "Harry and Meghan were worried about the security issue, and being Prince and Princess brings them right to have certain levels of royal security. There have been lots of talks over the past week. They have been insistent that Archie and Lilibet are prince and princess. They have been relentless since the Queen died. But they have been left furious that Archie and Lilibet cannot take the title HRH. That is the agreement. They can be prince and princess, but not HRH because they are not working royals." A spokesman for the King declined to comment. Palace Intrigue will be right back. The Mirror shares that one of the most astonishing tributes to Her Majesty came from a CGI animated amphibian. Crazy Frog was one of the very first people to pay their respects to the Queen on social media. This led to a lot of confused people, and some even discovered the sad news that Her Majesty had died from the Swedish cartoon character. "R.I.P. the Queen," tweeted Crazy Frog along with a candle. In response, one person said, "Imagine finding out the Queen is dead from a Crazy Frog tweet. Admit it. You tweeted this so people will be mad they found out from Crazy Frog," another added. A third replied, "A very touching tribute. Thanks, Crazy Frog. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue.